Great to be home, Donald Trump lands in Scotland ahead of King's coronation. By Kurt Zindelka on May 1, 2023. Former President Donald Trump landed in his ancestral homeland of Scotland on Monday morning as he is set for a tour of the British Isles during the week in which King Charles III will officially be coronated. Greeting reporters on the tarmac of Aberdeen Airport on Monday morning, Mr. Trump declared, "It's great to be home. It's the home of my mother." The former president and current frontrunner for the GOP nomination in next year's presidential race, who often celebrates his Scottish heritage, is expected to spend the day holding meetings and playing around on his golf resort at the Menny Estate in Balmeady. He will then travel to the prestigious Turnberry Course and Hotel in South Ayrshire, which the Trump Organization purchased in 2014. According to The Telegraph, the president will be accompanied on his trip to Scotland and Ireland by his son Eric, who is executive vice president of the Trump Organization, is responsible for overseeing the company's two golf courses in Scotland. Before setting off from Florida, Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform, "We'll be leaving for Scotland and Ireland soon in order to see and inspect my great properties there. The golf courses and hotels are among the greatest in the world, Turnberry in Aberdeen, in Scotland, and Doonbeg, in Ireland. We'll be meeting with many wonderful friends, and cutting a ribbon for a new and spectacular second course in Aberdeen. Very exciting, despite the fact that it is Make America Great Again that is on my mind. In fact, America will be greater than ever before." The timing of the trip from Trump is significant as he will likely be in the United Kingdom during the coronation of King Charles III. However, it does not appear that Buckingham Palace has the intention of extending an invitation to the former president. The royal family did reportedly invite current President Joe Biden to attend the historic occasion. Yet, the 80-year-old president, fresh off a trip to Ireland, turned down the opportunity and will send his wife, Jill, in his stead. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.